everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us this week. I am your host, David. My wife, Jessica, is taking the week off, as this topic is mainly geared towards men. So, make sure that you follow Super Humanistic on all social media. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode, where we put out one episode a week. And make sure that you share this podcast with somebody that you love that could use more health and wellness tips in their life. As I mentioned, this week is going to be, well, actually the recap would be that my wife last week, which is actually one of the reasons that she's not here with me today, is she did an episode by herself called Menstrual Cycle Syncing. So for the ladies out there, if you want to learn more about how to do that, go back and listen to last week's episode. So this week, I'll be talking about male Kegels and what are the benefits of male Kegels, how do you do them correctly, and what happens if you don't practice these as you age. That's right, fellas. Male Kegels, these are also for men. They're not just for women in a Kegel class somewhere. So let's kick things off talking about what are the benefits of doing Kegels. And you might think, again, that these are just for women, but they're very beneficial for men. One of the things that doing male Kegels can do for you is improve your bladder control. So it strengthens your pelvic floor muscles, which support the bladder. And this can help prevent or reduce urinary incontinence, especially as you get older. So that is a very important benefit that you can get from this. The next one, which may be even more important, is going to be enhanced sexual performance. So a strong pelvic floor muscles can lead to better erections and increased control during ejaculation, enhancing overall sexual satisfaction. So that's probably going to get you motivated to go out and at least try these exercises. As we get more into it, I'll talk about how to actually do it. The third one is going to be prostate health. So Kegels can help reduce symptoms of an enlarged prostate and improve recovery after prostate surgery. So for all you men out there, as you get older, the prostate gets bigger, and then that's why you're getting up two or three times in the middle of the night to pee. So again, another benefit of this is prostate health. So lowering the risk of pelvic floor dysfunction is going to be the fourth benefit that I have for you today. Regular Kegel exercises can prevent and alleviate conditions such as pelvic organ collapse and chronic pelvic pain. So if any of you men are out there experiencing this, make sure you start doing those Kegel exercises immediately. And the last benefit, based on everything I talked about so far, is going to be boosted confidence. When you have improved bladder control and better sexual performance, that's going to significantly boost your self-confidence and give you more self-esteem as well. So in the next segment, we'll get into how do you do male Kegels. Now, I'm going to give you kind of just a quick breakdown here of how you identify the muscles and how you contract them, along with how much reps you should be doing, basically. But I highly recommend going on YouTube and doing some more research, as there are some videos and articles out there that get more in depth and make the muscles easier to identify, find, and train. And these are from actual experts in the field. And with that being said as well, this is an actual medical practice. So if you feel like you do need some additional support, you may be experiencing some bad symptoms related to the pelvic floor, based on what I mentioned in the last segment, make sure you go see your doctor. Your doctor can give you a referral to an actual pelvic floor specialist that can work with you to strengthen those muscles. So the first thing you want to do is identify the right muscles. You want to locate those by essentially stopping your pee. If you've ever started peeing and had to stop your pee midstream for any reason, that is the muscle that is you're going to be focusing on and trying to essentially contract. So the next thing you want to do is get comfortable. You can do Kegels really any position you want, sitting, standing, laying down. So really whatever feels most comfortable for you so that you can really focus in on those Kegel muscles, which again, you identify by stopping your pee midstream. So the next thing you want to do is tighten the pelvic floor muscles and hold the contraction for about 3 to 5 seconds. Ensure you're not tightening any of your other major muscles in the area, such as your abs, your thighs, or your buttock muscles. You want to focus solely on the pelvic floor muscles, and it's a very small, tiny muscle. So it's, you know, you're not like when you flex your bicep, you can really feel it. These muscles, you're going to have to practice a little bit to make sure you identify it and you're really focusing in on that. And then you want to relax the contraction and relax for about another 3 to 5 seconds and repeat. So you're going to want to do about 10 to 15 repetitions per session, and then try to do this 3 times a day for the best results. I essentially, the way I do it is anytime you go to the bathroom to pee, once you're done peeing, it's a good opportunity to practice these exercises and do it 3 times a day. Consistency is key when it comes to this. It'll take a few weeks for you to start noticing the benefits, but they will happen if you stick to it. So, what happens if you don't do male Kegel exercises, especially as you start to get older? Well, it's the opposite of all the benefits. So you have an increased risk of urinary incontinence. So without the regular exercise for the pelvic floor muscles, your muscles in that area are going to weaken, which are going to lead to higher risk of urinary incontinence. Decreased sexual performance. You'll have a weak pelvic floor muscle, so that can result in erectile dysfunction and less control over your ejaculation. Prostate health issues. When you have a weak pelvic floor, that can contribute to prostate health problems and prolonged recovery after any kind of surgery in that area. Pelvic floor dysfunction is another thing that happens if you don't practice this. So it's a lack of regular exercise that can lead to pelvic floor dysfunction, causing that chronic pelvic floor pain and discomfort. And as I mentioned, it boosts your confidence if you're able to reap all the benefits of these exercises. So when you don't exercise the pelvic floor muscle, that's going to reduce your quality of life. You're going to have issues related to bladder control as you get older and sexual performance, which can really impact your overall confidence and well-being. So remember, folks, if you don't use it, you lose it. So that's why it's very important to practice this particular exercise when it comes to the male Kegels. Really maintaining that overall pelvic health is important. And make sure that you follow Super Humanistic on everything. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. And make sure that you share this podcast with someone that you love so that they can live longer, healthier, happier lives. Again, consistency is key. And make sure that you start doing those male Kegel exercises so you can be more superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.